and let's return to this country. A community near Dallas is trying to understand why two prosecutors have been gunned down within the span of 2 months. The latest was over the weekend. The district attorney of Kaufman County, Texas, and his wife were fatally shot in their home. Here's Bill Zeeble from member station KERA.
Kaufman County Sheriff David Burns was brief and offered few details about the death of D.A. Mike McClelland and his wife, Cynthia. He says his office got a call a little after 6 p.m. Saturday mentioning suspicious people in McClelland's neighborhood near Forney, Texas. That's about 30 miles southeast of Dallas. When the sheriffs got there, they found the D.A. and his wife shot dead. Just 2 months ago, County Prosecutor Mark Hassey was gunned down on his way to work.
It's unnerving to the law enforcement community. It's unnerving to the community at large, and that's why we're striving to assure the community that we are still providing public safety, and we'll be able to do that.
Burns was not ready to tie the Kaufman County deaths together, but lifelong Kaufman resident Betty Bryant believes there's some connection.
I'm sure it's organized. It has to be organized for them to disappear like they do, so they know what they're doing. And they know who they want. I think it's for the officials.
So Bryant's not worried for her own safety, but Courtney Godwin is to some degree. Like Bryant, she was at a private Easter gathering near Kaufman's town square.
I mean, there's always going to kind of live in fear, but it's not fair that anyone has to live in fear in this community now.
Godwin stood very near the site 2 months ago, where County Attorney Mark Hassey was shot.
I'm not saying that I'm actually worried about myself every day, but I do know a lot of people that work in the courthouse. I'm concerned for them. You never know what can happen now. I mean, that was just shocking.
Sheriff Burns says numerous local, state, and federal officials, including the ATF and FBI, are actively involved in this investigation. For NPR News, I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.